Hey, dog.
No, no, I'm good. It's just, I really don't buy into all this hat shrinking crap. No offense. I assume you know the reason my parents sent you here? I mean, of course you do. Look, I really just want to get this over with, if you don't mind. I know, I can't just skip out of here. The session's already been paid for, so I might as well sit on your cheap couch and blather away. It's not my dime, so who cares, right? Okay. Where to start? Well, dear Dr. Happy Pills, it all started one winter when my mommy and my daddy refused to buy me a pony for Christmas, and... you're no fun. You want to talk about the incident? Well, yeah, but just to be sure, I have doctor-patient confidentiality, right? Okay, good. Because I'm about to lay some raw as fuck stuff on you, dog. So, are you sure you ready for this? Well, so, it all started with my friend Lucy. There had been a rumor going on around school that she and her dad had been, you know, doing stuff. Come on, dog, you know what I mean. Like, thanks. He was fucking her. Yeah. My best friend's dad was fucking his daughter. I know, right? I just couldn't believe it either. I was so fucking jealous. Okay, so maybe your reaction was a little different than mine. So she told it to me in confidence, you know, before the word got out. And, well, you know what happened after that. Pretty sure the whole town does know by now. So that was real shitstorm. But there's the funny thing, Doc. When she confessed these things to me, she wasn't complaining about them. Yeah, she was telling me all these filthy stories about what she and her daddy were getting up at night. It sounded more like bragging. Anyway, I don't know what it was exactly, but hearing about it, I don't know. I guess I just planted the idea in my head. I just couldn't stop thinking about it. I would touch myself at night sometimes, or even during class, picturing the two of them fondling each other, putting their hands all over each other's naked bodies, him bending her over the kitchen table, or throwing her onto the bed right next to all her old stuffies and just grinding into her until she couldn't think straight. And then before I knew it, I started imagining it was me and my dad. I would catch my teachers glancing at me sometimes, wondering why I looked so flushed in class all the time. Then I started to intentionally wear more revealing clothes around the house and act all flirty with my dad. You know how, chewing suggestively up pencils while making eye contact with him, or slowly eating a carrot or a banana in the most lewd, drawn-out manner possible, practically making out with them just to get across the point. I've never seen someone's face turn red so fast, and dog, you wouldn't believe me how much it turned me on, knowing that I could do that to my own father. I would wear shorts, really short shorts, or the short skirts, and lean over the couch to get down on the floor, pretending to search my phone, to give Daddy a little peek at my cute pink panties, or let him know that I wasn't wearing any. And oh, did he take notice? I could barely walk into a room without him blushing and excusing himself. Mom never really noticed, because, let's face it, she wasn't expecting her own daughter to be hitting on her husband. It was so much fun, but I wanted more. Dog, seriously, stop saying that. I don't have daddy issues. I have one giant daddy issue. And that is that my daddy doesn't love his little angel girlie enough to want to fuck her. That's all. Okay, but have you considered that maybe we're not interested in making babies? In that case, what's the harm, really? He's going to be shoving his big cock into someone's pussy, and I'm going to have someone fucking me into the mattress night after night. Might as well fuck someone you really care about, right? So yeah, my only issue is that he won't issue into me, that is. Cheating? Well, yeah, of course, but I mean, it's different when it's within the family, right? Don't get me wrong, dog, I love my mom, but I don't think she can give my daddy what he needs. And that's where I come in. You're looking a little flushed there, dog. Feeling a little hot under the collar? Well, you asked for this, so I'm gonna tell you exactly what's been on my mind. Do you want to hear more, dog? You want to know what I've been fantasizing about? Okay, don't say I didn't warn you. How's this for starters? You know what sleep play is? It's when you pretend to be asleep for your partner while they do dirty, dirty things to you. Basically, a rape fantasy. And it's one that I have had over and over again. I picture my daddy slipping inside my bedroom late at night after mommy's falling asleep and just staring at my half-naked body while I'm asleep. I imagine him pulling out his big cock and stroking it while he stands over me as I slowly shift back and forth in my sleep, completely unaware of his presence. Then he would get in really close, holding his throbbing cock just inches above my face as he gets closer and closer to his orgasm, ready to paint my face with his sticky cum before sneaking back out of the room. But then, just as he about to explode all over my cute, innocent face, I part my lips slightly and he pushes the tip of his cock inside, feeling my tongue brush up against it as he continues to jack off hard. Oh, he would hear me moaning in my sleep and just lose it. And just at that moment, when he's at the very edge, I would wake up, wide-eyed and horrified, staring at him with a look of, "Daddy, what are you doing to me?" Just as he reaches his climax, spraying rope after rope of hot cum into my mouth, filling it up to the point where it's trickling out of its sides. But he's too much of a gentleman to ever do something like that, so don't worry, dog. Let's see, what else have I imagined? Oh, yes, this one's especially filthy. I picture the two of us enjoying a leisurely stroll through the park. We get some ice cream and laugh and talk about all sorts of nonsense. Maybe I'd even ask him to push me on the kids' swings, just for old time's sake, you know? Just enjoying a sunny day together outside, doing some classic daddy-daughter bonding. Then he would get behind me and start groping me there right in public in front of everyone, licking and biting my neck as he let his hand wander inside my shirt, my top, teasing my nipples and my clit, already soaking wet with expectation. He would pull up my top and my skirt down before shoving me roughly down the ground, ramming his cock deep inside of me in full view of all the passerbys. All the mothers with their baby carriages and the respectably elder couples and the wholesome ordinary people just going out about their day, all clutching their imaginary pearls at what they were watching. He wouldn't care, and neither would I. He would ravish and destroy me, pounding my count until it bleed while I held one for dear life on the lowest rung of the monkey's bar as he continued to molest me. Then he would push my face into the sand and shove his huge fucking cock balls deep into my ass, fucking me like a wild fucking animal, choking me, spanking me, while everyone just stared frozen at the side. And then, finally, when he was done with my holds, he slowly pulled out his cock back out, yanked me up by my hair, back on my knees, and made me clean it off with my mouth. And I would love every second of it. Oh, fuck. I'm just getting wet just from thinking about it, Doc. I'm just worried that he's too nice to ever want to do something like that. I've got one more for you, Doc. And by the way, this one isn't a work of fantasy. So, last weekend, Daddy was working late, so I thought I would try to help him unwind once he got back home. I would pick out a classic plaid skirt, a white tank top combo, put on lip gloss, had my hair done in cute pigtails. The works, you know, the sexy, innocent little schoolgirl. I found him in the kitchen, enjoying a beer after work, and I would snuck a couple myself, so I was feeling nice and hazy. I leaned over and started to knead his shoulders. He looked a little surprised, but he greeted me with a, "Hey, baby girl," and a smile. I smiled back before planting a giant kiss on his lips, far more than is appropriate for a daughter to give her father, or vice versa. And despite his mumbled protests, he didn't stop me. I pulled him up out of his chair as we continued to make out, and I nearly grinned as I hear him groan when my hand brushed against the front of his pants. He could barely manage to, "Baby, what are you?" before he sank to my knees and quickly undoing the belt and pulling his thick cock out of his pants. He gave me a look of disapproval, but it didn't last long as he felt my wet tongue on his delicious cock. He leaned back against the kitchen table, gripping my head as I continued to service him. And I let out a blissful sigh as I slowly, oh so slowly, ran my tongue up from his big full balls all across the length of his thick, veiny shaft. That's when I heard someone yelling at us, at me, and we turned to see Mom standing in the doorway. She was freaked out, to say the least, as you can imagine. Well, and that's when they decided to send me into therapy. But here's the thing, Doc. When I was feeling my daddy's cock through his jeans, I could tell that he was already hard as granite. Even before I started getting him all worked up, I knew then that he wanted me as much as I wanted him. And it made me so happy. I bet that if Mom hadn't walked in on the stand and there, my daddy would have just grabbed me, bent me over the kitchen counter, and fucked me raw and left me in a twitching, broken, cum-drenched puddle of satisfaction. You know, I think I might try again tomorrow night. You never know. Well, it looks like our time is up. Well, I don't know about you, but I think we made a lot of progress today. None of this can ever leave this room, right? You can't tell anyone. It's all between you and me. And that's perfect. We have another session booked for next week, don't we? Excellent. I might have some interesting things to share with you then. I look forward to our next session. See you later, Doc. Bye-bye.